Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Ramananda Roy continued, "The Supersoul within everyone's heart speaks not externally, but from within. He instructs the devotees in all respects, and that is His way of instruction." Purport. Here, Sri Ramananda Roy admits that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supersoul. It is the Supersoul that inspires the devotee. Therefore, He is the original source of the Gayatri Mantra, which states, Om Bhur Bhuva Swaha Tat Savatur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Diyo Yo Na Prachodayet. Savita is the original source of all intelligence. That Savita is Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is confirmed in Srimad Bhagavatam 2.4.22. Prachodita yena pura saraswati vitanvatajasya satim smritim ridi swalakshana padurabhut kilasyata same rishinam rishabha prasidatam. May the Lord, who in the beginning of the creation amplified the potent knowledge of Brahma from within His heart and inspired Him with full knowledge of creation and His own self, and who appeared to be generated from the mouth of Brahma, be pleased with me. This was spoken by Shukadev Goswami when he invoked the blessing of the Supreme Personality of Godhead before delivering Srimad Bhagavatam to Maharaj Parikshit. Jai Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Om Aganatimirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurum Militangena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Gena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Garun Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Garun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopisha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurange Radhe Vrindavanishwari Mrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Adi Priye Vancha Kalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyeva Cha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivazadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Verse again, Antaryami Ishwara, Eriti Hai, Bahire nakahe vastu prakashe hridaye. Ramananda Roy continued, "The Super Soul within everyone's heart speaks not externally, but from within. He instructs the devotees in all respects, and that is his way of instruction." So, I've been asked to finish the class early, so I'll be finishing at 8:15, Krishna willing. And that is to facilitate the Gita recitation for Gita Jayanti that will be happening today in the Haveli. So, coming to the conclusion of the samvart, the conversation between Ramananda Roy and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I feel exceptionally disqualified to even speak anything on this topic matter, because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Ramananda Roy, they go extremely deep into the topic matters of pure devotional service. In fact, they reach the most elevated levels, up to the point where Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says to Ramananda Roy that actually this conversation should never be repeated. And here it is. In the pages of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, which in fact devotees distribute almost to anyone and everyone. So such high topic matter is going out and people are reading. But what is for everyone's benefit is the fact that His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada, has given his purports to these verses to help everyone to gain access and a deeper understanding without misinterpretation, which is very vital and important for us, because if we don't have the input of the devotees, the sadhus, the acharya, the spiritual master, then it's very easy to misinterpret things. Anyone here has ever fallen victim to misinterpreting something or misunderstanding? Anyone's ever misunderstood anything? Yes. Anyone here has ever been misunderstood? Yeah. It's really nice, isn't it? It's a great thing. So it's very easy to misunderstand. Therefore, it's vitally important that we have the words of the spiritual master. And specifically for us, we're so blessed to have Srila Prabhupada's commentaries, which is an amalgamation of the commentaries of a whole lineage of great exalted acharyas and personal associates of the Lord. So here Ramananda Roy is kind of nearing the conclusion of the conversation, and he is exhibiting extreme humility. And how is he doing that? He's exhibiting this extreme humility because he's the one who's just spoken all of this deep knowledge to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They've kind of switched roles. You would think it would be Ramananda Roy who would be inquiring from Lord Chaitanya, because he's Krishna, and he should be instructing Ramananda Roy. But actually, both of them are exhibiting such humility because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is taking the position of the student, like disciple. And from the beginning, he began, because he was advised by Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya that when you travel to South India, you definitely have to get the association of Ramananda Roy. And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he recommended this, and he expressed himself that actually I couldn't take his association properly because I was not in the right mindset. Only by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, only by the mercy of you, have I been converted to Vaishnavism, to understanding things on the proper platform. And now I know that Ramananda Roy had so much to say, and I missed out. So my encouragement is, please, please make sure that you get the Sangha, the association of Ramananda Roy. And actually, this is such a wonderful example for all of us also, because as we know, association is a vital part of our spiritual development, and therefore we have to seek out that association which enlivens and inspires us. And we have to avoid that association which creates within us animosity or disturbs our mind. we should be able to sit with devotees and converse and discuss the topics of Krishna. You know, we should, at every moment and every opportunity, we should be trying to go deeper and deeper and deeper into our Krishna consciousness, always being willing to try to hear and understand from different points of view. Srila Prabhupada explained that actually we should study his books threadbare, and we should discuss them from different angles of vision so that we understand them. In fact, one of the greatest quotes, or one of Srila Prabhupada's quotes that most greatly inspired me, was that he said that we should study his book like a lawyer studies the law books. We should know Srila Prabhupada's books through and through. And we can get that by so wonderfully discussing with other devotees. So in that way, real Sangha means to come together like Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Ramananda Roy and discuss and inquire and ask, what does Srila Prabhupada mean here? What does that mean? Where is that? Let me seek this out. Let me find this. Just like in this verse and purport, there are so many points. And when I was told I was going to have about 20 minutes, I thought, oh, what? But actually, it could go on for hours and hours. I think Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, just to prove a point, he gave class every day on the same verse for 30 days. And evidently, he never repeated the same topic matter or subject twice. And when he was encouraging that there should be a newspaper, right? Was he saying it was a daily or a weekly newspaper? I forget. He was daily. Yeah, he was saying daily, and someone said, oh, how can you write a newspaper about the spiritual world daily? I mean, really? And someone was kind of criticizing, and he said, what? It's ever fresh. You could write a newspaper every minute for what's happening in the spiritual world. So like this, it's actually completely unlimited. And Srila Prabhupada is discussing, based on this conversation between Ramananda Roy, where Ramananda Roy is basically saying to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because Lord Chaitanya has expressed his deep gratitude, thank you for revealing such amazing knowledge and wisdom on the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. Thank you for expanding my heart. Thank you for opening my mind. And Ramananda Roy is like, no, 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 it doesn't have anything to do with me. It's you. It's you, Lord Chaitanya. You are the super soul within my heart. And it's only you revealing this knowledge simply to yourself. It doesn't actually have anything to do with me. Because you're the super soul. You're the Paramatma. You're the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And you've simply engaged me as an instrument to speak to you. And therefore, he's feeling uplifted and enlivened. And this is, like Srila Prabhupada says, when we, you know when you've had enough to eat because you feel full, right? You feel satisfied. So in the same way, we can know when we've got that good association, when we feel uplifted and inspired. And we don't want it to come to an end. You know, when you're associating with devotees and you think, no, no, we don't want it to end, but it's gone past midnight. Like tonight, sure, devotees will be chanting the holy names up until midnight. Of course, there'll be so many people doing other things up until midnight and beyond. But the devotees are chanting the holy names up until midnight. And eventually, it seems like it has to end. Of course, it could go on. They have 24-hour kirtan, 48-hour kirtan, could go on and on and on, chanting the holy name. But at some point, it has to, you've got to go to sleep or something, you know. So, but we should have that feeling like, yes, you know, I just want to do this for my entire life. Actually, it reminds me of my first interaction in the kirtan was with His Holiness Mahavishnu Maharaj. Anyone knows Mahavishnu Maharaj? So if you've ever been in the kirtan with Maharaj, you know it's like ecstatic from beginning to end, similar to Radha Mohan Prabhu's kirtan this morning. From the moment the kartals ching, it was like full shakti and energy. Actually, I imagine some devotees here, Tribhuvanath Prabhu. How many of you remember Tribhuvanath Prabhu? Anyone remember his Mangalarti kirtans? It was like the mridanga hit, and it was like high octane, like from the moment he started samsara dhamma. And it was like, wow, wake up, jeev jago, jeev jago. And you just get pulled out of your comfort zone, you know, completely pulled out of your comfort zone. But in this kirtan with Mahavishnu Maharaj, I was thinking, I was really new and we were jumping around the front room of someone's house, and it got so ecstatic we were literally running up and down on the furniture, jumping on the sofa, bouncing on the floor, and it was like a flat in a block of flats. I can't imagine what the neighbors must have been thinking, but nobody in the room cared. It was just complete ecstasy. And then it stopped, you know, eventually it had to. And I remember thinking, that's it. I just want to do this for the rest of my life. You know, this is great. And of course, Marge was older then. I was younger. And I was thinking, yeah, when I'm as old as him, hopefully I'll still be like chanting and dancing in kirtan. So, you know, we should all be hoping for that, you know. I see Prayojana Prabhu has got his stick, but he's here for the kirtan. He's here for the program. He's here too now. He's listening in very deep meditation. And see? And so we should be hoping for this type of enlivening mood. And yeah, it's the super soul within the heart. This is a big, big question devotees often have, I would say. It's a question I hear asked very often, because we understand the super soul within the heart, it says here, instructs the devotees in all respects. And that is the way of his instruction, that he instructs from within, not from without. Of course, we also understand the super soul instructs us from outside. How? Through the medium of the spiritual master, who is the external manifestation of Paramatma, the external manifestation of the super soul. But devotees often ask, how do I know what is the super soul and what is my mind? Anyone's ever wondered? Sometimes, you know, it can be scary, because sometimes you might hear a devotee say, oh, super soul said to me. And immediately I think, oh, you know, need a pinch of salt with this one. Let's see, you know, is it really super soul, or is it just the fleetings of our own mind? And it's very difficult to discern which it is, right? Anyone's had that experience? Anyone's ever wondered? Of course, all of you are such exalted devotees. You're only ever hearing the voice of the Lord from within, guiding and instructing. Devotees get challenged and tested just whenever you have to make a decision. You really want Krishna's input in your life, right? Anyone wants that? Any decision, you know, you're at the supermarket. What should I buy? Krishna, what do you think, right? We should be engaging Krishna in every opportunity we have. We should be thinking, what would please Krishna? With this activity, what will please Krishna? Anyone's ever put that out there, asked the question, Krishna, what should I do? And then you wait. For like that unembodied voice from the sky, right? You should do this. Yes. Right? Anyone's hoping for that? I won't ask if anyone's experienced that. I'm sure all of you have had some divine revelation, but yeah, how is it that super soul speaks to us from within? How is the super soul guiding us? Are we hearing the super soul? Are we actually experiencing this? Yes, Prayojana Prabhu. Okay. Very nice. Wow. Very nice. This is wonderful. Yeah, sorry, Srinivas Prabhu.
He was also asked the question, how does one relate to the Lord in the heart? And he answered by saying, if you remember the activities of your spiritual master's instructions and pastimes, then the Lord in the heart will connect to you.
If you remember?
Spiritual master's pastimes and activities, instructions.
And the Lord and the super soul will speak to you.
Yeah.
Very nice, thank you. Both of these, oh my goodness, wonderful, so much input. Yes, Mataji. What is your name? Abba Vijay Mataji, here, please enlighten us. Whenever you speak, it's like the super soul directly speaking. We're all listening.
Just I read somewhere, Srila Prabhupada is saying that the instinct is the super soul.
That the instinct is the super soul. I guess, okay. I guess that's what they call in the West, going with the gut. Yes, a gut feeling. Okay, Mataji. Thank you.
I guess it's when something happens, you do something, and it's against your own will. And you're just like, whoa, you know. But then the result is actually good.
Okay, so you do something and it's against your own will.
Like as in your thoughts are actually saying otherwise.
Okay, against your normal inclination, you could say, yes. Like, let me get up early and go to Mangal Arati. And the other voice is saying what? Oh, just a few more minutes. Right? Anyone hears that? You know that voice? There's two voices. Most time we can hear Super Soul in the morning. There's a voice saying, you should get up and chant. And there's another voice saying, shut up. Go back to sleep. Oh, I've only been in bed for 6 hours, 7 hours, 10 hours, whatever it is. Doesn't really matter. The mind goes, no. Okay, very nice. Thank you, Mother. Yeah, so it's not always easy, but I like this. All the points, very, very powerful. This first point, Prayojana Prabhu mentioned, reminded me how often we'll, and Mother Irmala made this point once, that we'll get an inclination from within, we'll hear something within that we're thinking, yes, this should be it. And then if we don't respond to that, then Krishna will make an arrangement from without. Means we'll hear it like in Bhagavatam class. You come and sit down in Bhagavatam class and you're like, oh my God, I was just thinking that exact thing. Or you open Srila Prabhupada's books, or you're in a sangha with devotees and the topic is like, oh my God, that is exactly what I was thinking. Anyone's had that kind of experience? Especially in the beginning, we have these synchronicities where our hair stands up and we're like, oh my God, that is amazing. Right? There is a God. There's Krishna. And like that, so we can experience. She was explaining that Krishna will try to guide us from within. If we don't listen, then he'll arrange for someone outside to communicate with us. And if we don't listen, internally or externally, then he'll arrange some sort of an interaction or a situation which makes us go, oh, I wish I had listened to that voice, and I wish I would have listened to the devotees. So like that, Super Soul is trying to Jai Shishi Radha Gokula Nanda Ki Jai Sitaram Lakshman Hanumanji Ki Jai Shishi Gorni Tai Ki Jai. Okay, that is the symbol for me to finish. So I'll just conclude with this point that actually one way that we can try to ensure that we're more hearing Super Soul and less the mind is that, especially when we're chanting, and of course Gayatri Mantra is mentioned here in this purport. When we're chanting Gayatri, how many initiated Brahmins in the crowd today? Okay, only a few. And when we're chanting Hare Krishna, that it's meant to be a meditation. Yeah? Means we're meant to actually be focused and meditating on the mantras. Meditating, Srila Prabhupada says, when we chant the holy names, it's simply a conversation between the mouth and the ear. And then he says, where is the mind? And of course, whenever I hear that, I quote, I think, it's simply a conversation with my mind. My whole japa period, simply a conversation with my mind. Where is the hearing and chanting? But actually, we should be going deeper and deeper and deeper. Every time we chant, we should be, Srila Prabhupada made the statement that the most difficult thing we should do every day is chant our rounds. And, you know, the statement by Bhaktisiddhanta, you have to beat it 100 times with a shoe in the morning and 100 times in the evening with a broomstick. Of course, other places it's mentioned if you try to beat the mind, it might become even more more aggressive. So we try to appease it in different ways. But the point is that the more that we're able to genuinely just focus, calm ourselves, calm the mind down, and genuinely focus on the mantras and the name, the less or the more we'll be able to discern what is just that wicked mind and what is that divine inspiration coming from Krishna within my heart. So like that. So I'll finish here. I've gone over time. I failed to finish on time. I lost the bet with my wife. We don't bet usually, but whenever I have to finish at a certain time, she always bets against me. So so I have lost today. Thank you very much for your kind attention. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. All glories to the Vaishnavas of Bhaktivedanta Manor. Hare Krishna.